We do need to talk about something more serious, and that is the aftermath of the storms earlier, over the weekend rather. Obviously a very tough past week for anybody in the farming business, especially if you were in the Overberg and Winelands areas. Stellenbosch in particular hit by gale force winds and storms, and in some cases fire as well, over the last weekend. And one of the affected farms is the Jamestown Flower Farm, which is a small scale urban farm, lies about 4 kilometres outside of Stellenbosch. And we stumbled upon their story through our own Wendy Nola. She had placed an order for some flowers from the farm for an upcoming event, only to discover that a number of their fields had been really badly impacted by the storm. And of course, they have really stepped up and pulled out all the stops to help fill her order and make a plan despite the very trying circumstances. But when Wendy told us the backstory about this business and what they have experienced in the last week, we thought the one thing we could do to help was to get them on air, tell us a little bit more about their story and about the knock-on impact of the past few days and the inclement weather. How does a small business in particular bounce back from a devastating event like this? Let's find out and find out more about the story of the Jamestown Flower Farm. It's a great pleasure to have on the line one of the co-owners, Wendy Atwell. Wendy, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me on.
And I'm really, really sorry for what you guys have been through in the last week. It's been a hectic, hectic time for you. But before we talk about that, won't you just tell us a little bit more about the story of this business? Because I was intrigued to hear that you actually started the business in the middle of lockdown. Is that correct?
That's right, Pippa. It was actually just before lockdown that I went to visit a Dean's Flower Farm in Wolseley, and was so inspired by that we came back and decided to turn this little plot that's actually owned by a friend of mine into a flower farm. And that was a week before lockdown. We sprayed all our Kikuyu lawns that we had there so that they die down over lockdown.
Okay.
And the minute the lockdown was ended, we dug them all up and started planting flowers.
Had you had any experience with growing flowers or growing anything for that matter before this, Wendy?
Well, I am a landscaper, okay. So I thought I knew all about growing things, but I can tell you that going into the flower growing business is just a massive learning curve. And we still feel as if we've got a lot to learn, even though it's been 3 years later.
So 3 years later, Wendy, as you said, it's a small-scale farming operation. Weber's Falais Road, for those who can picture it, it's a narrow strip. And if you know the farmland in that area, most of those properties are quite narrow and sort of long. They're a long rectangular sort of shape. You might back onto bigger historic properties, but they tend to be strawberry farms, vegetable farms, etc. What was it? I mean, besides that inspiration from the Wolseley farm, had you always loved flowers, Wendy? Was it something you'd ever thought about growing before?
No, never thought about growing them before, but yes, totally inspired by Dean's farm.
Okay.
And just felt that it was something that could be done on a smaller scale. As you say, our properties here are incredibly small. Our property is only 18 meters wide, so I mean, sure, not even 20 meters wide. They are the thinnest little strips, but go down all the way down to the river, about 300 meters down.
And what sort of flowers had you been growing there, Wendy? We'll talk about what's happened in the last week in a moment.
Right.
But before that, before the storm struck, what would we have found there?
Yeah, so we grow mostly flowering annuals. So our business only really operates during summer.
Okay.
And we grow dahlias and zinnias and celosias and sunflowers, all those type of sunny, bright-coloured flowers that you can think of for summer.
And who are your customers? Are people buying direct from you? Are you selling to florists? Is it all cut flowers, or do people buy plants as well, Wendy?
We don't sell plants.
Okay.
We sell cut flowers only.
Okay.
And we sell to florists and event people.
Mm-hmm.
But we do sell direct to the public as well. Public can come anytime and buy bunches of flowers from us.
Okay, so that's the business model. And before last week, the last couple of days, how had business been going, Wendy? You started in the most difficult possible conditions with the whole economy shutting down around you. You found a way to sort of make the planning phase work for you with that and roll with it. And how had the business been doing and growing?
Well, it's been going from strength to strength. And in fact, the owner of the property has enjoyed being involved with it so much that she recently bought the neighboring property.
Uh-huh.
And we've been able to expand the business onto the next door farm as well, which has given us a lot more place to play with and, you know, be able to do different things. But I must say our busiest time of the year is basically from Valentine's Day right the way through to Mother's Day, which is coming up in a month's time. And we'd really been stocking our fields like mad to make sure everything was in flower for Mother's Day. And we hope that we'll still have something to offer by then. Because, of course, after the disaster, we've cut everything back and we're hoping like mad it'll reshoot in time to flower again.
Sure.
But basically those gale force winds, they flattened everything, wind scorched everything, dried everything out, and, you know, threw everything to the ground. And so since Saturday night, we've just been cutting everything back and watering and fertilizing and hoping like mad everything will shoot again in time for Mother's Day. But I must say that the one flower that came out tops, the one flower that we could still say we've got these, you can come and buy from us, is cosmos.
Okay.
The very next day, we were able to pick bunches of cosmos. I couldn't believe it. They survived everything.
Aren't they hardy little plants? That's why they seem able to grow everywhere, I guess, because they can survive just about anything. But I just want to say, for anybody who's come in midway to the interview, our guest is Wendy Atwell, one of the co-owners of Jamestown Flower Farm in Stellenbosch, who suffered really severe damage in the stormy weather over the weekend. Wendy, I understand you also had some fire damage. You're very close to Blauwklippen, I know, and I think we all know Blauwklippen lost the historic manor house and one or two other buildings. Was your fire damage related to that fire?
Yes, we actually share a fence with Blauwklippen. Okay. Our back fence is on Blauwklippen's property, and of course the fire spread from there all the way down the river. It's actually a river that divides our property with the fence.
Yeah.
And in fact, all of the properties along the river, down the whole of that Jamestown stretch, suffered fire damage. I don't think any houses were burned because the fire department was really amazing about spraying the houses and keeping the fires at bay.
Okay.
We don't have any residential house on our property, so you know, our trees and the lower part of our property did burn, but luckily not our actual flower fields. Although
Thank
all
heavens.
Our fences are down and, you know, our gates fell off their hinges because the poles burned down. And, you know, we've got a massive amount of work to do. But luckily, our flowers were not actually burnt.
Thank heavens for
that. And I'm just happy that our neighbours' houses didn't burn, because that would have just been the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wendy, you're sounding remarkably upbeat, if I may say so, for a small business that was really just coming into its stride to be hit with this kind of damage right in the busiest phase of the year. A lot of people would feel really beaten down by that. But clearly, you and your team are taking the approach of we're just going to make the best of it and sort of battle on through. Is that just naturally who you are, or is it a factor of the way your team works together that you're not easily swayed from your mission?
Well, I do tend to be a rather optimistic person, and I do like a nice challenge to get my teeth into, no matter what it is. And I have to say that our staff at the flower farm, and I mean all of our customers who support us regularly, know what a wonderful team of staff we have. So friendly and upbeat and helpful, and they just got stuck straight into it, cleaning up, tidying up, rebuilding, and so on. So couldn't have a better team to work with.
Well, Wendy, I really will keep fingers crossed and toes crossed and everything else crossed that reshooting happens as you're hoping in time to restock the fields for Mother's Day. But at the very least, I hope this interview might inspire some listeners to swing by and buy some armfuls of glorious cosmos in the meantime.
Absolutely. Don't tell the customers, don't stay away. We'll always have something to offer.
And where do they find you if they want to?
Dried flowers and grasses, which we've been storing in our in our rafters over the summer.
Okay, so that as your last resort, you can bulk out your order with some dried flowers. I love that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Wendy, let's leave our listeners then with where to find you, when, etc. If somebody wants to come and buy flowers from you, where should they direct themselves, on what days and times?
Right, we open Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays 8 to 12, and we do have a website where you can get directions. Otherwise, we in Webbers Valley Road in Jamestown, just down the road from the BMW garage.
Well, Wendy, best wishes to you and the team. Thank you for making time to speak to us today when you've got so much on your plate trying to recover from all of that storm damage, and we hope that the rebuild, everything bounces back bigger and brighter than before. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Papa.
Keep well, Wendy Atwell, one of the co-founders of the Jamestown Flower Farm. So if you would like to go out and buy a couple of flowers, support them as they try and rebuild after both storm and fire damage, please check out their details on their website, jamestownflowerfarm.co.za.